She's just very ill-informed of education, and particularly public education.
Tony Vasquez is president of the Williamsville School Board. Last weekend, the board held a special session, unanimously adopting a resolution to let Washington know the Williamsville School District opposes DeVos.
So our board really felt compelled to sort of be on the forefront of taking a stance.
The Williamsville resolution was sent to Senator Charles Schumer. Much of the controversy surrounding DeVos centers around her work with charter schools and private school vouchers. Vasquez says the DeVos nomination is a slap in the face to public education.
Being that Mrs. DeVos has no experience in public education, she was never a public school student, her children didn't go to public schools, she has no reference point of any student loans or any Pell program.
It's a nomination, I think, that really rightly should be questioned.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Sills-Nevergold and several other female city board members have gone on record in opposing DeVos. Sills-Nevergold sent a letter to the chair of the Senate Education Committee. It states they have grave concerns about DeVos.
One of the questions that she was asked repeatedly by Senator Kane was, would you support accountability on an equal basis for all institutions, private, public, charter? And she would not commit to enforcing, accountability that was consistent for each of the various schools.
Sills-Nevergold says she believes DeVos's philosophical approach devalues public education.
Vouchers is another entity that she's promoted. And ultimately, what happens is that these drain monies from the public schools. And when that happens, of course, it impacts the students.
Since the Senate committee approved the nomination of two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, say they will vote against DeVos.
And that is to vote against the confirmation of Betsy DeVos to be our nation's next Secretary of Education.
That my colleagues know firmly that I do not intend to vote on final passage to support Mrs. DeVos.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
So I thank the chairman of the committee.